You're listening to a podcast from the Cinema Geekly Podcast Network. We're the geeks you deserve and the ones you need right now.
Welcome to Level Your Gear, Cinema Geekly Gaming Podcast. It is Anthony and Aurora, and we are back after a short but necessary break.
A lot of things have happened.
Yeah, only a couple of things.
Global pandemic. And, you know.
Yeah. our last episode was on January 2nd of 2021. Mm-hmm. So, a few things kind of got in the way. And we haven't played any video games from then till now. But we're starting back up here in late July of 2023 at time of recording. Although, when you hear this, it'll be August, I think. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. In the first week of August is when you'll be hearing this. So, that's when we've decided to start playing video games again. That's not entirely true. But part of the reason why we took a break, because, I mean, listeners to any of the other podcasts we do, they already know, like, you had a baby mm-hmm. during this time, and that has had a dampening of your game playing and stuff.
That's been the hardest video game I've ever played.
Yeah. I bet.
Game of life.
Yeah, you're constantly playing that one. No time for all the other ones.
Not ready for expert mode yet, but getting there.
Yeah. So far, have you advanced to normal yet? Are you on, like, the
basic? Oh, Yeah.
Not on easy mode. Okay, good.
No.
There really is no easy mode, everybody.
There's no easy mode in this game.
Yeah. You start at the base level, and it just eventually you're going to get to Give Me God of War mode, and yes. It's going to be a struggle, but you'll get there. Yes. You're going to be great. Yeah. I think part of the reason why we sort of stopped in 2021 was we didn't know what we were going to be doing with gaming mm-hmm. because we were at the end of the PS4 life cycle, and you kind of went back and forth between PC and PS4, but not a lot of new stuff was coming out. Some things were mm-hmm. kind of coming out for PS5, but nobody could buy one. Because they were...
It actually took me this long to get a PS5.
Right. Okay, so when did you get yours?
I got it on last Christmas.
Okay, so... The last episode we did was early January of 2021. I did not get my PS5 until March 2nd, 2022.
Right.
So over a year from the last mm-hmm. time we recorded a podcast, it took that long for me to even get my hands on one. And that was also me deciding I was just going to give in to the market that was created from all of the scalpers buying up PS5s and mm-hmm. then reselling them. And I'm sure, Aurora, you were very happy to get your PS5 that only costs like $499 or whatever.
Yep.
And I paid $838.88 before taxes and shipping.
Ouch.
Yep. I will say this. With hindsight, I would do it again. Just because it has been that great. I guess we're just going to talk about, for now, usually the format is we're going to talk about, like, gaming news and review some mm-hmm. games we've been playing. But this is just going to be catching things up for this month.
Yep.
We'll talk about this stuff, in, like, September or whatever, mm-hmm. like, when we come mm-hmm. back for the next month. For now, it's just sort of catching things up. So right now, for the first time in my entire life, I have every current gen console in my home, which if you'd told little Anthony about that, he would have freaked out because I was always like a one console at a time kid. Mm-hmm. I rarely have, and right now I actually have three generations of PlayStation in here, so that makes me happy. But when I got my 5, I already had an Xbox Series S, the digital version, so not the fridge, the super powered version. But I had the S, and it was my. Let me talk about that for a second before I talk about the 5. That was my first Xbox experience since the original. I owned an original Xbox and then stopped. Like, I just stayed with Sony after that and never got another Xbox. But I guess sort of the draw of Xbox nowadays is Game Pass, which I have. Yeah. I've never bought a game for the Xbox. I've only paid for Game Pass, and so far it's worth it. Like, I've played, honestly, I've mostly played like baseball and indie games on there. Like, I played Unboxing. I don't know if you've played Unboxing.
Oh, I have it on my wish list. Yeah.
Okay. You're going to love it.
That's my jam. That's the type of
game. Yeah, you're going to love Unboxing. Unboxing is so cute. And it's just one of those relaxation games. And if you love organizing like I do.
Yeah, that feeds to my like, that's relaxing to me. Yeah. Organizing stuff.
Yeah, everything has a place. You're going to love it. The music is relaxing and it tells a really sweet story as well. Without like, the story is all visual storytelling, like based off of the items you're unboxing and your location and stuff. But you do follow a person over the course of their life. And it's really interesting and a really fascinating way to tell a story. That being said, there hasn't been like Xbox feels like it's lagging far, far behind. The console is great. Everything runs fast on it. The design looks a little weird, but it runs super quiet. Everything loads really quick for the most part. The user interface is kind of clunky and crappy. I think they're rolling out a new one, which I have not received yet in an update. But the updated user interface looks a little bit better. But there hasn't really been like huge Xbox exclusives where I'm like, oh my God, I can't. There is one. Starfield is coming out from the makers of Fallout. Like, I am excited to play that. If not a bit intimidated, but it looks like it's going to be really, like it has the potential to be really great, but that's going to be like the first game that's been available on Xbox where I'm like, oh my God, I can't wait to play that. Otherwise, like everything else has been PS5 and I'm curious to know like your thoughts on the PS5. Like, I already know what I'm going to say about it, but I really want to know, like, and you got yours more recently. You played on PS4 for like the whole life cycle of that console.
Forever. Yeah.
Yep.
It feels like forever.
Yeah. I'm dying to know what you think about the 5.
So I got the PS5 as a Christmas gift from my lovely husband. And
he knows where the bread is buttered. Yes.
And he gave me the like PS5 bundle that came with God of War Ragnarok.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Which I have to be honest, I felt really badass playing it because during that time my son was like 5 months.
Yeah.
And I would like sit on the sofa, play God of War Ragnarok while breastfeeding. That felt really badass to me.
Yes.
So I played the whole game and I finished it.
Yeah.
And I thought that the game was great. But the graphic, in the PS5 are just out of this world.
Yeah, they're so good.
They're so good. And I also have I have Horizon Dawn, Last Zero Dawn, Forbidden Wilds.
Forbidden West, yeah.
Forbidden West, I'm sorry. I haven't finished that one because it's super long.
Yeah.
But I remember like thinking about like the original Horizon Zero Dawn.
Yes.
And seeing this new one and just like the upgrade of the graphics.
Yeah.
Like it's just I remember like playing that game and just sometimes just standing on top of a mountain and just looking.
Yes.
At the view.
The draw distance is so much further.
Oh
now.
My God, it's so beautiful.
Yeah.
And you can see so much.
Yes.
Like in the distance, it's mm-hmm. crazy. That to me like is like the best thing about the PS5. Just the graphics yeah. are insane.
Now, I have a problem to raise with you because mm-hmm. I see, at least according to my PlayStation profile, none of my friends, so this would include you as well, Aurora,
yeah.
have yeah. The Last of Us Part 1, the remake of The Last of Us. Now, I know that you have played... wait, do you have it?
I think I do.
Okay, have you played it?
No.
Okay. That might be why.
Not yet.
Like, if you haven't
not
started
yet.
It, you need to. Like, it's, I mean, and I, as somebody who's played that game like 4 times already, like when mm-hmm. I played the remake, that was like my 5th playthrough of this. It is the definitive version. Like, they don't change anything about the story, but visually, it is stunning because it's, I believe it's PS5 only. So mm-hmm, they didn't have mm-hmm. to make it with PS4 in mind. And it is stunning. It looks better than Last of Us Part 2. They added in some mechanics like the upgrade thing. They took from the Last of Us Part 2 upgrades where you upgrade stuff on like the workbench or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It looks even cooler than it does in that game.
Nice.
It's just there's no better way to play it than to play it. Like that.
I mean, honestly, it's on my list of things to do because yeah. Plug, Anthony and I did a podcast about the Last of Us
yes.
show.
Yeah, Clickerbait.
Clickerbait.
Yep. Go watch that show and then listen to that podcast.
Yes. And I said in that podcast that I really want to pre-play the game
yes.
after watching the show because mm-hmm. I feel like it's gonna be a different experience.
Yeah.
So it's on my list of things to do.
So yeah. The 5 for me was just like from the get-go was like stepping into the future. I mean, I still think it's ugly. Like, I don't think it's a pretty looking console, even though
it's huge.
Yeah, it's gigantic.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever owned a console that big. And it might even be the biggest console or whatever.
I think it is.
Size. Yeah. So it's chunky. It doesn't have to be as big as it is. Some mm-hmm. of it is design choice with the curves and stuff.
Right, right.
But that being said, once you turn it on, the silence. Like, I almost yeah. never hear a fan. Ever. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The load times are so fast. In some games, practically non-existent.
Yeah.
And
downloading games is extremely fast.
It's much quicker. I want to talk, the DualSense controller is mm-hmm. the best controller I've ever used. I know a lot of people talk yep. about the Xbox One and / Xbox Series controllers. And having used one now, they are good. Mm-hmm. like ergonomically and stuff, they are good, mm-hmm. but like the DualSense is the, like, especially a game calibrated to work with the DualSense. It is one of the coolest controllers ever. Mm-hmm. Like the way it can create sort of atmospheric rumble sounds that yep. just work with what's going on, or the way that you can feel, like a game like Forbidden West, where you can feel like the tension on the drawstring of your bow, stuff like that. Just super cool stuff. I waited for, like, as soon as I got that 5, I also like wasted a whole lot more money on buying games because there was stuff that I was just waiting. Like, mm-hmm. there were PS4 versions for them, but I didn't want to play them. I wanted to play the 5 versions of them, so I waited and got in late to play, like, Spider-Man Miles Morales, which is sort of like mm-hmm. a mini add-on. Like, it's its own game, but it's a smaller game than the first Spider-Man game. The sequel to that game also looks incredible, by the way. That mm-hmm. looks like a ton of fun. But that game was great, just like the first Spider-Man game was. I played Dying Light 2, which... I really, really, really loved the first Dying Light.
That's a long game.
Yeah, it is. The first one, super yeah, long. And I played
super
it,
long.
And I played it forever. It was so mm-hmm. much fun. Dying Light 2, I liked, but I didn't fall in love with it as much as I did the first game. Mm-hmm, and I'm not mm-hmm. sure if it's the setting or the different characters, whatever it is. It just, I still liked it, but I wasn't in love with it like I was with the first Dying Light. And I remember talking how special that game was for me because I usually hate first person games, but
yep.
I love that one. And Dying
but
Light
it works for that one. It works for that one.
It does. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course, I played God of War Ragnarok. I loved the first God of War game. I played it again in like preparation to play Ragnarok. Mm-hmm. And I love that first game, but this one was, you know, that's a masterpiece. Yeah. Like,
and I'm going to be honest with you. Like, for me, playing that game as a new mom.
Yeah.
I think that was the best game to play after becoming a parent
yeah.
because it's like, it's a game for parents. I think.
It's 100% a game for parents and like yeah. the relationship with your kids.
Oh
and,
my gosh. I cried.
Yeah.
Multiple
oh,
times.
Me too. Yep. You know, any game where it's like, this is a game about knowing when to let go of your kids. It's like, oh. no, I don't want to yes. do that.
Yep.
And for you, I had yeah. to imagine it's even worse because you're like, I just got started. Don't tell me about this part yet.
yeah, yes.
Unbelievable story.
Unbelievable, yeah.
Amazing performances. Just truly a masterpiece of a game. I also played Horizon Forbidden West and the DLC Burning Shores, which I highly recommend if you, when you finish Forbidden West. I know you'll eventually finish it when you do.
How long did it take you to finish this game? Because this game is insanely long.
Let's see. I don't know if I don't know if the app will tell me how long I've been playing it for, but I know I've put in well over 100 hours in it.
Yeah. It's
huge. And well, I put in over 100 hours in it because I am happy to announce that I have the platinum trophy for this
yes,
game.
Nice, nice.
Which is a rarity for me because of all the platinums I have, I would say 90 to 95% of them are like easy platinums. Like this was one I had to work at. And I am not like, I'm good enough at games to get through them. Like, and play through the story and stuff. And even there's a few games where I'm good enough to be able to beat them on hard. But like, where it's, you know, do all of these extra things. You know, that's where I usually stumble and fall and I'm not so good at it. But I got so close in Forbidden West that I'm like, I'm going to go for it.
Yeah, and that's my problem because I'm a completionist.
Yeah.
And I need to get as many trophies as I can. It's a problem I have.
Mm-hmm.
And games like this take me too long to finish because I want to get yes. all the trophies.
Yes. Yeah. So I also played The Quarry, which is sort of a...
Yep.
I'm trying to think of, like, what's the game that sort of spawned all of these? Why am I not remembering what it's called?
Jeez.
It's like there's a cabin... In the winter.
Yeah.
Why can't I remember the name of it?
I can't believe I can't remember it because it's one of my favorite games.
You all know what I'm talking about, listeners. But yeah, this is the sort of the latest in the,
Until Dawn.
Until Dawn. Yeah, it's definitely in that style. if you haven't played The Quarry yet.
I didn't play The Quarry, but there's been a bunch of games that have come out from the makers of Until Dawn.
Yeah.
And I played a couple of them. But I think the last like four,
I Dark
watched
Pictures.
Let's Plays.
Yeah.
I watched Let's Plays of them.
Yeah.
Just because I haven't had time to play them. So I just watch other people play it.
I've played a few of them. Yeah. Little Hope, I think, is the
Little
last
Hope.
One that I played.
Me too. Me too.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah. The Quarry, a high recommendation. If you don't have time and you just want to watch a Let's Play, you can. But if you find yourself with the time to play it, it is an excellent, excellent story-driven choose-your-own-adventure game or whatever. Great performances and stuff and, like, really great atmosphere. And it's just a fun game. Like, as soon as I was done, I wanted to play it again. So that's always the mark of, like, one of those good choose-your-own-adventure kind of games. And I guess I'll end my PS5 discussion with what I'm currently playing very slowly, making my way through Jedi Survivor, which is the sequel to Jedi Fallen Order. It is like Jedi Fallen Order, but way bigger. And it almost has like a Horizon style thing going on where the one, there are fewer planets, but the ones that you're on are way bigger. And your kind of main hub is sort of a huge open world. And there are a million tasks. And we're not, I'm not talking just about main story and side quests, but there's like a garden you can cultivate and a town that you can help restore.
You had me at the garden you can cultivate.
Yeah. And you
had me at that.
Yeah. And you can get like an alien helper who like helps you like maintain your garden. But yeah. It's
No. I want to keep my own garden.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you can. I think you make all the decisions. I think they just keep it watered for you or something.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. You can have all the fun, and they just do all the menial labor.
This is just to show how old I'm getting. I'm excited about gardening in a video game.
Aurora with a green thumb, for sure.
Listen, Stardew Valley for the win.
I know. It's not enough to have your own actual garden that you actually curate, Aurora, but it's like, when I can't do that, I need to do the like, what are you going to do in the winter time?
Listen,
Stardew Valley.
You're gonna have your own garden and be a Jedi? Sign me up.
Right?
Sign me up.
And you get, there's so many cool things, like you can customize your droid this time, you can customize your character's outfits and hairstyles and... there are multiple lightsaber stances now that you can have, like including like the Kylo Ren kind of crossguard blade, and there's all sorts, and you can, I think, come around with like two of them at a time. There's one where you have a lightsaber and a blaster, so like that's a stance where you can like combo up with like a blaster and a lightsaber during attacks. Just all sorts of cool things, and like the saber is customizable and the blaster is customizable, and it's just a much bigger game, and that is PS5 only. There's no PS4 version for that, so it looks incredible, and so far the story is very good, and I'm digging it, but I am nowhere close to being done with it because life is busy sometimes, even for me, who is like the least busy person on this website. I don't get through it when I want to. So I have a Switch. I guess I should mention I have a Switch, but I almost never play it. So that's the a Nintendo was always like, ever since the N64, I kind of haven't gone back to Nintendo. So I have a Switch and I have Breath of the Wild, but I haven't started it.
Ooh.
I know.
You should.
I know. It's there. I've never been much of a handheld person, so I have a Switch Lite. So
I see.
Yeah, I'm not much of a handheld person, so that one might take me a little while to get into. That being said, now that I was thinking about it before we were recording, it's like, what is the status of the PlayStation like now? And I just went to Best Buy, and they are readily available. At the market price, like $4.99.
The crisis is over.
Yeah, you can go get them. You can even pre-order the Spider-Man 2 bundle, which actually looks really cool. Because this is not my wish list, Aurora, but I want to replace my white plates with black plates. Because I feel like they will just look cooler.
I agree.
And I hate white because, like, if white gets the tiniest bit dirty, it's super duper noticeable. And I'm not a fan. So I'd like to replace that. And the Spider-Man one, well, I mean, it has some red on it too, but it has black and it's like, oh, that looks cool. Anyway, enough of that. What are you playing right now? Like, what have you been playing on PC and stuff too? Because I know it's not just PS5 when you're playing.
Well, I mean, for PS5, I'm 90% done with the Dead Space remake.
Oh, okay. That looked like fun.
Which is, I love the Dead Space games. I love any horror game. But the remake is pretty good.
Okay.
And it's been years, I think decades, since I played Dead Space.
Yeah.
So it has been nice to go back to something that it was familiar to me and like remember things and It was cool.
Yeah, the
and it has like additional stuff. It has like side quests that I don't remember playing in the original game, so that was cool too.
Yeah.
So I'm like 90% done with that, and I'm waiting to finish that so I can play the Resident Evil 4 remake. That's the one that I need to play. And I also want to play Elden Ring, but that's, yeah, I have to set aside a lot of time for that too.
Yeah, you do. That is what I've heard. I haven't touched it because it's, you know, like,
it's gonna take a while.
It's Soulsborne and stuff. It's just not my bag, but I know it's your bag.
Yes, I love it. Yeah. So those are the two that I'm waiting to play. But for PC, I've played a good amount of games.
Okay.
They've all been like indie games, indie short games. But the best one I've played is called Inscription.
Okay, tell me about it a little bit.
So that is a card-based game.
Okay.
But it has like horror elements to it.
Mm-hmm. Is this kind of like Slay the Spire? Was that a card-based?
Yeah, Slay the Spire is it has some similarities to Slay the Spire, but it's more like you're playing. With Slay the Spire, you are defeating enemies. But in this one, you're like playing against a sinister character, and the sinister character changes personalities and characters throughout the game. Like, he is the boss. Like, every time that you go through different levels, there's a boss, and he like changes mask to become that boss.
Yeah.
The visuals are stunning. It has escape room elements to it as well. And I don't want to spoil it, because this is one of those games that you have to go in as blind as possible to enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
And I lost count of the amount of times that I was surprised by this game in a good way. Like, it just threw curveballs at me. Like, at every time that I thought I was almost done, it continued.
Yeah.
It was like, oh my God, it's just one of the best games I've ever played.
That's highly recommended. That's the stuff that keeps you going. So is that just Steam only?
I played it on Steam. I don't know if it's available in console.
What's it called again? I'm going to look it up while you...
Inscription.
Okay, Inscription game. This is excellent podcasting, everybody. super good at this. So Inscription, this came out, this is a 20, it's come out in waves, initially released in 2021 on Windows, but it is available, it became available on Linux and Mac OS in 2022, and also PS4 and PS5 in August of 2022. Switch, it came out December 1st, 2022, and April 10th of this year is when it was released on Xbox One and Xbox Series X and S. So this game is available everywhere. So Aurora's big recommendation, it does not matter the platform that you have, it is available on all of them. So go seek it out. Inscription is also spelled like CrypTion. So don't try to spell it like how I spelled it, which is the correct way. They spelled it with the,
with a Y.
Yeah, the gamer way.
I'm looking at the Steam page. It has like 87,000 reviews, and it's overwhelmingly positive.
Yeah. Oh, well, I mean, so you said it was a scary game, and it makes sense that they spelled it with a Y, because in the middle, it now says Crypt. So for spookiness. but yeah, that's cool.
It's super cool. I've never seen a game that is this original. So if you're a fan of games that are different, this is a must.
I'm looking at the visuals too, and they are really cool looking.
Yep.
Yeah, this is very highly rated. Yep. Yes. Even on Metacritic, it's like an 87 out of 100.
Mm-hmm. It's really good.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. Really
good. Yeah.
Excellent. Okay. Well, we've caught you all up with our gaming lives, everybody, and we'll continue to do that and probably talk about... I'm going to see if I can find the old like Google Doc that I was posting like news in for this podcast in case we come across anything. I'll see if I can go find that that's still there. It should be there. I don't think I got rid of it. Mm-hmm. But hey, we've caught you up for now. But I think we're going to keep to just doing this sort of monthly as we were. So yeah. That's it for the month. And I'm sorry if you think we should be back sooner than that, but we're old and we have lives and kids now. Both of us have kids now. So yes. Now we have even less time for gaming mm-hmm. than we mm-hmm. had before. And it takes us a while to get through it. Not like the kids yep. these days, Aurora, who just play through Mass Effect Trilogy in a week. And they've beaten it and platinumed every game. Like, we can't do that anymore. Not that I ever could, but like I especially can't now. but yeah, like it's taken me months to get to where I am in Jedi Survivor, and I would say I'm maybe halfway. Maybe mm-hmm. it's taken me a while. So in the meantime, everybody, head on over to cinemageekly.com where you can, I guess, check out the archives of the show, although they're kind of old archives at this point. But if you want to know what we thought about the last episode we posted was our best of 2020 podcast.
Oh, that's right.
If you want to know what our top five favorite games of 2020 were, go check that out.
That feels like so long ago.
You can hear us talk all about the Cyberpunk 2077 mess and the Mass Effect trilogy as it was coming out. Goodness. It was a great trilogy, by the way. I don't know if we talked to, like, actually played it or not at the time that we recorded that, but it's incredible. But yeah, if you want to check out those archives, they're there. Also, this wasn't the case back then, but it is the case now. We're a listener-supported podcast now, everybody, and there are some ways that you can help out if you want to do that. We have a Patreon, patreon.com/cinemageekly. We have the merch store, geeklymerch.com, and the links for those will be in the show notes for this episode. Of course, you can also find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Audible. Just search for Level Your Gear, hit subscribe, and that way you can join us next month to hear us talk about more video game news and probably reviews? Question. Yep. Depends on whether or not we finish the games we're playing right now. But you can hear that on the next episode of Level Your Gear.